Support for NPR podcasts comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
On an exceptionally muddy field on Monday night, the Miami Dolphins lost their 11th consecutive regular season football game, 3-0. With 17 seconds remaining in that game, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who were hosting the Dolphins, kicked a field goal. Absent a safety, the only way the Dolphins could have lost was to score no points at all. As they have throughout the current season, Miami sank to the challenge. No NFL team has ever gone 0-16. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers were winless in 1976, their first year, but the season was only 14 games long. Undaunted by that circumstance, the Bucs lost their first 12 games in 1977, extending their remarkable streak to 0-26. This may be of some comfort to the current Dolphins, probably not. Unlikely as it may seem right now, somewhere on pro football's horizon, there is a coach who's going to be sorry his team had to play the Dolphins, because one day Miami will win, just as Tampa Bay, 0-26, did against the New Orleans Saints toward the end of the 77 season. About 4 seconds after that game ended, Saints head coach Hank Stram was fired. "Gee, Hank," the New Orleans general manager probably said, "what can I do? You couldn't beat the Buccaneers." The Baltimore Orioles began the 1988 baseball season by losing 21 games. Shortly before that streak ended, Ronald Reagan called Frank Robinson, who was managing the Orioles, and told him that he knew what Robinson was going through. Frank Robinson allegedly said, "with all due respect, Mr. President, no, you don't." But I digress. My point in bringing up the 88 Orioles was to demonstrate that at 0-21, Baltimore had 141 games left to play. They couldn't lose them all. There were too many of them. That is the nature of baseball. Even the 1962 New York Mets won 40 times. Likewise, no NBA basketball team can go winless. There are too many opportunities for the opposing team to show up hungover or not show up at all, although several incarnations of the Clippers have appeared to be poised for perfect failure, and the 72-73 Philadelphia 76ers won only 9 times in 82 tries. But the NFL is different. All you have to do in order to fail absolutely is score fewer points than the other team 16 times. How hard can it be? The Dolphins may be in the process of showing us a perverse and stunning perfection is within their grasp.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.